from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, Friday started with lots of police activity in Rumson. The usually quiet borough saw officers respond to a stretch of Rumson Road around 5 a.m. this morning with a very active investigation still underway. In nearby Middletown yesterday, a teen was pinned between two vehicles in the parking lot of the Middletown Sports Complex. Middletown police tell New Jersey 101.5 that a boy was standing behind a parked vehicle in the ice arena pickup area when he was hit by another car. The teen was flown to Jersey Shore Medical Center for treatment, but police say his injuries were not life-threatening. Transportation Security Administration officials say they are seeing an uptick in cat eyes coming through airport checkpoints and carry-on bags, slowing down security lines. TSA spokeswoman Lisa Farbstein says cat eyes are martial arts tools that are little weapons you can hold in your hand, typically made of metal or hard, solid plastic.
You put your fingers into the eyes, and then the cat ears, which are typically sharp points, they serve sort of as the weapon. So think of it as brass knuckles. Instead of putting your fingers through brass knuckles, you're putting them through the eyes of the cat.
She says cat eyes are prohibited in carry-ons, but they're not illegal. An arrest is unlikely, but the weapons will be removed and confiscated from such bags. And the frequent flyer programs of the top four U.S. airlines are being investigated for unfair practices. The Department of Transportation has said it's launching a probe to make sure consumers do not face deceptive or anti-competitive practices from American, Delta, Southwest, and United Airlines. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. Mostly clear for the weekend. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Squeezing out one more reasonably nice day today, then one somewhat inclement and unsettled day tomorrow, and then we flip right back to pleasant, dry, warming weather all the way through next week. A mix of sun and clouds out there today, and there could be a few sprinkles, especially along the coast. High temperatures 75 to 80 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy and seasonable, lows in the lower 60s. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy, breezy, and fairly humid, with highs in the 70s. Also a chance of a shower in the morning. Better chance of rain and maybe a thunderstorm will be tomorrow afternoon through early evening. The sun comes out again on Sunday. It'll be cooler and drier. Highs on Sunday only around 70. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
And weather brought to you by Brock Farms. Brock Farms Labor Day sale is going on now until Sunday, September 8th at both locations, Route 9 North in Freehold and Route 34 in Colts Neck. It's one of the biggest events of the year. Follow Brock Farms NJ on Facebook and visit their website at brockfarms.com. Right now it's 68 in Union, 70 in Long Branch, 72 in Vineland. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
You